Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
22 attorneys general demand American Academy of Pediatrics retraction over puberty blockers. This is Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me on Faith and Freedom is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, this is a great move on the account of these 22 attorneys generals. Led by the Idaho Attorney General, they sent an 8-page letter to the American Academy of Pediatrics demanding the organization retract its renewed 2018 guidance regarding the reversibility of puberty-blocking drugs for children with gender confusion. And as we've been talking about this over and over again, these kids that are dealing with gender confusion, that is not the answer, to hand them drugs and then eventually put them down the path of getting medical mutilating surgeries.
Yeah, this particular 8-page letter cited the CAS report that we've talked about on this program. The CAS report comes out of the United Kingdom. The attorneys general warned that puberty-blocking drugs can cause interference with neurocognitive development, compromised bone density, as well as infertility and sterility when combined with cross-sex hormones.
Well, those drugs were originally created to help with prostate cancer, and now you're handing them to children?
Well, in this letter, it says, quote, telling parents and children that puberty blockers are reversible, at the very least, conveys assurance that no permanent harm or change will occur. That's what was written in the letter to the American Academy of Pediatrics. It goes on to say, quote, but that claim cannot be made in the face of the unstudied and novel use of puberty blockers to treat gender dysphoria, or what we call it as gender confusion. Mm-hmm. In other words, the American Academy of Pediatrics, they have issued a report that you can start these kids on puberty blockers and that you can reverse the process if you decide to change your mind. The fact of the matter is there's no substantiation for that. This is an experimental treatment. Right. And what we do know is what the CAS report indicates and what is in this attorney general letter, that this does interfere with neurocognitive development. It compromises your bone density, meaning that you'll have weaker bones. And your bone density, interestingly, when you start to study that, is very fascinating. The bone density that you have when you're younger and you're developing is all you're going to get. It doesn't get better. It gets worse over time. So you begin to lose bone density with age. If you then truncate that development of your bone density when it's at the developmental stage, that will have catastrophic mm-hmm. consequences as you age.
So my question for these doctors, you have taken an oath to first do no harm and to treat your patients accordingly. So are you getting money from this LGBT agenda in order to hand out these puberty blockers to these innocent children?
Well, they certainly, you know, it's an unbelievable situation when you look at some of the associations of professionals, whether it's the medical associations, the AMA, American Medical Association, the APA, the American Psychological Association, the American Psychiatric Association, the Social Workers Association. They have been captured mm-hmm. by ideology, and they're not following the science.
Right.
What we found in the CAS report is, and what we found worldwide, is the trend of all this LGBTQ and this idea that you can, quote, change your gender, which is preposterous. It began in Europe, and it begins in the Netherlands. It then moves to Europe, and then it comes to the United States. And that's the typical process of liberalization of marriages as marriage laws and other kinds of LGBTQ issues. It starts in that part of the world, and it comes to the United States, and that's how this happened as well. But at the same time, since they started down this road first, the Netherlands and the United Kingdom, they have clearly seen that this is a dead-end road. And so
right.
that's what was behind the Cass report. The Cass report was produced when representatives, officials in the United Kingdom, particularly with their health administration, they commissioned this report, this investigation, into the so-called gender clinics. And the Tavistock Clinic is one of the early clinics in the world, particularly in the United Kingdom, Great Britain area, that would do puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and these mutilating surgeries. What the Cass report found is that there was no benefit. In fact, there was detrimental harm in doing that. And consequently, the Tavistock Clinic is being shut down, and the Cass report is the reason it's being shut down. And so now we're seeing this trend in the United States happening as well, with many states, about half of the states, saying no to puberty blockers, right, cross-sex hormones, and mutilating surgeries. But these medical institutions, the American Academy of Pediatrics and these others, they're still blinded by ideology. They're not following the science. And I'm thankful for these 22 attorneys general that are taking them to task. They have given an ultimatum to the AAP to respond within a certain time frame and to respond to several of their specific demands.
Yeah, and in the letter they said, it is shameful. The most basic tenet of medicine, which is do no harm, has been abandoned by professional associations when politically pressured. These organizations are sacrificing the health and well-being of children with medically unproven treatments that leave a wake of permanent damage. Now, don't forget, you know, in the Biden administration, they're pushing this agenda. And let's start with the Assistant Secretary for Health, who is a man, but dresses as a woman.
Yeah, unbelievable. This is the craziness of the Biden administration, to have that person in that particular position. Well, the letter from the attorneys general warns the AAP that they may have violated various states' consumer protection laws by promoting the safety and reversibility of puberty blockers. Dr. Cass is a pediatrician in England for more than 30 years. She penned the report published in April, which prompted the National Health Service to advise its gender clinics to implement a pause on first appointments for those under 18. After conducting a systematic review of international healthcare guidance, Cass concluded that evidence supporting puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones for minors is remarkably weak. She accused the AAP of misleading the public. Claiming the AAP is a fairly left-leaning organization, Cass speculated that the organization is afraid of advising against gender procedures for minors because of political duress. Now, the attorneys general have a point. They are tasked with upholding the consumer protection laws of their individual states. The consumer protection laws apply to these companies, and actually, some of the consumer protection laws could apply to some of the COVID shot misinformation as well, when it is promoted as safe and effective, mm-hmm. when the pharmaceutical companies know that it's not. Consumer protection laws in the various states require that information, particularly regarding medical claims, be accurate. And so what these attorneys general are arguing is that the American Academy of Pediatrics may have violated some of these laws by claiming that you can give puberty blockers to kids, that if you change your mind, the consequences of those puberty blockers are reversible. Consequently, there is an assurance that there's no permanent harm. That is not true. And if you make those claims in our state, you better have evidence for it. And if you don't, then the AAP could be held responsible for a lot of financial repercussions.
Absolutely.
For violating the consumer protection laws of the various states. And we're talking about 22 states.
Oh, I know. I mean, we've met several young people. For example, Chloe Cole is an example that comes to mind. You know, she went through that process and then stopped. She'd actually had surgery as well, stopped realizing that wasn't the answer. But she still has permanent damage. She still has a deeper voice. She still has other things regarding that came from the puberty blockers. They are not reversible.
No, they're not reversible. And anybody who's studying in this area certainly should understand that. But clearly, you can't give the notion to people that you can start these drugs, and if you don't like them, later on you change your mind, you can just stop, especially in the developmental stage. when you're developing and you have issues regarding the development of your brain, your bones, your calcium, your structure, mm-hmm. and you start to put in opposite sex hormones, but also add to that puberty blockers, so you block the production of your natural hormone, you have significant consequences that are permanent and cannot, in most cases or in many cases, be reversed.
Right.
So thankfully, these 22 Republican state attorneys general are taking the lead to take these medical institutions to challenge them that they're violating these laws. For more information, you can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/helpkids. That's lc.org/helpkids.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.